the KBIA newsroom in Columbia. I'm Zia Kelly. A new Missouri state rule aimed at protecting wildlife from lead poisoning means that hunters will no longer be able to use lead shot in additional conservation areas across the state. Unlike bullets, shotgun shells are filled with small pellets that are often made of lead. St. Louis Public Radio reports that the Missouri Department of Conservation added 16 conservation areas where hunters must use non-toxic shot, bringing the total number to 37. The new regulation went into effect in March. The goal is to protect birds like ducks and geese that may mistake pellets for small stones, which they eat to help grind their food. Lead exposure can be fatal for some birds. A group of professors claim the nonprofit behind an effort to merge the city of St. Louis with St. Louis County vastly overestimated the plan's potential savings. Webster University professor Jim Brassfield co-authored the report released Monday that says Better Together made critical errors in its tax revenue estimates and expense projections. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Brassfield and two University of Missouri St. Louis professors claim the merger would only lead to tens of millions of dollars in annual deficits. Better Together released an analysis in February that estimated the merger could save taxpayers $55 million in year one and more than $1 billion in the 10th year. A debate over when the public school year should begin in Missouri is pitting tourism against education officials. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the Missouri House has approved a bill that would ban schools from starting earlier than 14 days before the first Monday in September. The bill now goes to the Senate. Representative Jeff Knight, a Republican from Lebanon, says starting school before late August is hurting the state's tourism industry. Knight's district includes areas near the Lake of the Ozarks. Supporters include amusement park operators and groups representing hotels, campgrounds, and river outfitters. But Mike Reed of the Missouri School Boards Association said local school boards should decide when academic years start in their communities. Associations serving school boards, teachers, and school administrators oppose the bill. More than 10,000 St. Louis residents remained without power yesterday afternoon after a strong storm swept through the area overnight and damaged a historic cathedral in the city. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the storm generated wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour early yesterday morning that caused the damage. Ameren said about 13,000 utility customers lacked power around 3 p.m. yesterday. The wind blew off parts of the roof at a Roman Catholic cathedral in downtown St. Louis. St. Louis Archbishop Robert Carlson said the church will be repaired. The church building dates back to 1831. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.